Brooklyn's Radio believes your health matters.
So, in the studio with me this afternoon, I've got Gemma Cockrell. I hope I've pronounced that right, Gemma.
You have.
Gemma is a very inspirational lady. She has founded her own skincare range. I suppose we should say healthcare range, really, because there's more than just skincare. Won the Empower Courage Award and recently appeared in the Daily Mail. Gemma, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
I know, it's lovely to have you here today. And I must say, it's the first time I've interviewed a topless model here on Brooklyn.
I have got my clothes on today.
Yes. Well, I think maybe you should explain, Gemma, before people get the wrong idea.
Well, I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2013 and had a lumpectomy and 5 weeks of radiotherapy. And everything was really good for the next couple of years. And then the second mammogram I had showed that the cancer had come back in the same breast. And because you can't have radiotherapy twice, I had to have a mastectomy. Mm. And I knew pretty much straight away that I was going to opt not to have reconstruction.
Yeah.
I'd had quite a few issues even just having my lumpectomy. I'd ended up in emergency surgery a couple of times, and I kind of didn't want to put myself through any more unnecessary
yeah.
surgery.
Yeah.
And I was very lucky to have a really supportive family. I spoke to my husband, you know, about it, and he was very happy for me just to have that.
Yeah.
And then, so you then continue having sort of regular mammograms. And then I just kind of felt like there was something wrong. And I opted to have my left breast removed. And when I went to have a mammogram, they said, well, there's nothing wrong with it. And kind of tried to persuade me not to. But I just felt something wasn't right. And the hospital, although everybody's really lovely, they do really encourage you to have reconstruction, especially as I was in my early 40s at the time. So anyway, I decided to have my second mastectomy, and they did actually find cancer in it afterwards and biopsying it afterwards. So I felt quite lucky that I had chosen to have it removed. And I am now fabulously flat.
Which, I agree with you. There is absolutely nothing wrong with it. Some people are like that naturally anyway.
Yeah.
And I know a couple of people who've had reconstructions, and it is so painful. It's more painful than the original operation.
Yeah.
It's excruciatingly painful. So, it's just wonderful that you really just stood your ground and decided that you wouldn't have it. I think it's fabulous that you've done that.
Thank you. And I think for me, part of the reason also was, and the reason you will have seen me as a topless model is I did a mastectomy photo shoot. My husband and I did one earlier, sort of June last year. And the reason behind that was I wanted to raise a little bit of awareness about what you can actually look like.
Yeah.
So my first mastectomy scar is very neat, very tidy. Unfortunately, my second one went a bit wrong, so I have quite thick keloid scarring, and that will never go away. And although for about the first year that was actually quite painful, it is actually getting better and fading a little bit now.
Yeah.
But I was never given anything. They talk to you a lot about reconstruction and measure you, even though you're saying, "But actually, I don't want it," and they measure you anyway. But they don't really give you anything other than a hand-drawn piece of paper with a pencil drawing of a sketch of a woman with two lines where her breasts used to be. And I wasn't given anything real.
Yeah.
And I just want to kind of empower women to know that it's actually okay to choose to be flat.
Yeah.
And, you know, I completely understand that some women want to have reconstruction. And I think the important thing is that everybody should be given a choice.
Yeah.
You know, whether they want to or not, but actually have the information in front of them so they can make an educated choice.
Yeah, they need to be able to make an educated choice, don't they?
Absolutely.
Well, I had a look at the Daily Mail article, and it is very inspirational. So
thank you.
How did that happen?
Well, I decided to do this photo shoot, and the photographer called Abby Moore, she was amazing, and she said, "Look, I'd really like to do it for you." And in return, I wrote her a blog. I'd never done any kind of professional photography of any kind, you know, standing there half naked, I thought I would find very difficult. But actually, she made me feel very relaxed. And, you know, there's several of my husband with me as well, because I wanted to also portray that I was still loved. And, you know, my family were kind of behind me. And so she actually put the blog on Instagram, and it got picked up by a Daily Mail journalist who then wanted to kind of interview me and ask me more of the story behind it and why I had posed topless.
Oh, no, it's great. It's great. And I think that sort of article really does help to inspire other women who might be in similar situations.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it would. And then, of course, there's the Empower Courage Award. Tell us more about that.
Yes, that was a complete surprise. I just got an email one day saying, you have been nominated. I had no idea who by, or it turns out it was a friend of mine from a networking group I belonged to who had put me forward for it. And she had put me forward in that there were several different categories, and she put me forward for the courage category. Mm-hmm. And then I got an email about 2 weeks later saying I had been chosen to be a finalist, which was super exciting and very unexpected. And so I said to my husband, oh, should we go up to the awards? I said, I know I'm not going to win, but it'll just be amazing for me to be amongst a room full of, you know, very talented, amazing women. So off we trotted up to London, and in my category came up, and they called my name, and my husband had to nudge me with his elbow because I couldn't believe it was me. So yeah, it was a real honor.
Very exciting. Very exciting. Yeah, and very well deserved.
Thank you.
You started your business Pure Mess because you wanted everyone to have access to healthy products. Tell us more about the Pure Mess philosophy.
Well, the philosophy is really simple. We just want to make people feel happy in their own skin, while having access to natural but affordable products. So we use sort of organic and natural ingredients wherever we can, but also try and keep the costs down, because what I was finding in trying to find natural products that I and my family could use was I just couldn't afford them. I couldn't justify sort of spending £60 on a face cream.
Yeah,
I was very lucky to have a science background, so formulating them wasn't too difficult.
No. That's fabulous, absolutely fabulous. I think I'm sort of aware of ingredients. I mean, I'm vegan and you know, all the sort of buzzwords of today.
I
sort of live my life by that philosophy. And I think as a result, I'm very healthy and fit and move a lot. But why are so many people ignorant about the chemicals that are in the products that they're using?
Well, I think there's a couple of reasons. I think we are kind of bombarded with more what we eat and what goes into our bodies. And I think people pay far more attention to that, and maybe skincare becomes a secondary feature of their life. And I think people think of, if you talk about sort of health and wellness, I think the first thing is people would say is your diet and exercise.
Yeah.
But within that, skincare is very rarely mentioned.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people now are becoming aware of sort of the use of sulfates and parabens, and maybe they're not so healthy. But I think hopefully that will start to change. You know, your skin is your largest organ, and you should take care of it.
Yeah.
And I always think if you take care of it, it will then take care of you.
Yeah.
You know, you will look healthy. I know a lot of people focus on youth and wanting to look, you know, you get a lot of anti-aging, and that's kind of a buzzword. But I think if you look healthy and you treat your skin well, you will naturally glow anyway.
Yes, no, I agree. And I think it's having hydrated skin. You can see some people and you look at them and they don't have a glow, but they also you can just see their skin's just crying out for moisture. That's all they need is moisture.
Yeah.
And I agree that people are becoming more aware, because everything you put on your skin, as you say, it's your largest organ. It gets absorbed into the body and doesn't even go through the digestive process, which at least your liver and everything is filtering out certain things.
Yeah.
But it's just going straight into your bloodstream. So it's quite a key thing.
And it's quite scary, because when I was one of the first products I formulated was a natural deodorant. because I became very quickly aware of the use of aluminium in sort of off-the-shelf antiperspirants. And the aluminium basically blocks off your lymph nodes and is then found in your bloodstream with within about 30 seconds of being applied.
Yeah.
And obviously that's been linked quite closely with breast cancer and also Alzheimer's now.
That's right. And the parabens in deodorants linked breast cancer as well.
And it's quite scary if you think how closely you're putting it to your breast tissue.
I know.
Then,
and I think finding a good deodorant without parabens and aluminium is very difficult, so it's great that you've got this one. I know I looked at it for my daughter because I use one, but she doesn't like what I use because she's 18.
Yes, of course. And they don't want to sweat. But
no.
And also I think society should come around to the fact that sweating is actually really normal.
Absolutely normal. It's our body's own defences working. Yeah, yeah, no,
and
I agree.
And we need to sweat. We need to get rid of the toxins.
That's right. That's right, yeah. And if you can mask the smell with a good
You don't need to smell.
You don't need to smell. Oh, well, we are sadly running out of time, and I did actually want to go in, but we will just mention quickly that the brand is very sustainable. That is your whole brand ethos, which I love. And I had to Google pet plastics, because although I'd heard of it, I didn't fully understand what it was. And again, do you want to quickly say what PET plastics are?
Yes, PET plastic is polyethylene terephthalate, which is basically the chemical name for polyester. PET plastic is one of the most highly recyclable plastics there is. It is now being thought to be better for the environment than actually glass or aluminium. We do, however, still continue to use glass, aluminium, or biodegradable packaging. We use PET plastic for our shampoo, conditioner, and shower gel because it's also safer in the shower.
Yeah.
But it uses less energy for transport. So if you are going to use any kind of plastic, then PET is the most recyclable, environmentally friendly one there is. And they're making great strides in the industry as well.
Yeah. So it makes you wonder why then not everyone is being forced to use that.
Yes.
But
hopefully that will come.
Yeah, hopefully that will come. Gemma, this is fabulous. It's so lovely to have you here as a guest on here today.
Thank you.
Would you like to give us your website details, please?
Yes, it is just www.puremess, which is P-U-E-R-M for mother, ESS.co.uk.
Fantastic.
The website is actually going to be, it is up and running now, but there'll be a new website launch in about 10 days.
Fantastic.
Which we're really excited about.
Yes. And there's a contact page if people want to get in touch with you with questions or whatever.
Yes, absolutely. And the other thing I was going to give you is my business number. And
yes,
if
please.
Anybody wants to call and chat about any of the products or about what they're going through and any sort of difficult decisions they have to make.
Fantastic.
Or wants to see more of my photos, they're all available online as well. But my business number is 07801 994460, and I'm really happy to chat with anybody who feels they might need that.
That's lovely. Gemma, thank you so much for coming to talk to us today.
You are very welcome.
Thank you. That was Gemma Cockerill talking to us about her journey, really, and starting up her company called Pure Mess.
Brooklyn's Radio believes your health matters.